Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Miracle, so we're not a river. There's a river of miracles. God, amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Amen. There is a river that is flowing. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a river that's flowing. Hallelujah. Amen. And we praise God tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Because there is signs and wonders. Amen. We are under, amen, an open heaven. Praise God tonight. Praise God. Amen. And we praise the Lord tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord to everyone. Hallelujah, amen, tonight, wherever you may be, riding in your cars, just getting home, amen, or just relaxing today, praise God, after all the Sunday services, praise God, amen, and then you tuned in, praise God, to the PNN Prayer News Network, amen, what a time tonight, amen, and we greet you tonight, praise God, amen, in precious name of Jesus, amen, and to our, amen, hallelujah, visionary, praise God, evangelist, amen, and Ned Bradley, God bless you tonight, woman of God, to all our advisors, listeners, prayer warriors tonight, amen, God bless you tonight, amen, if this is your first time tuning in to us, praise God, amen, we ask you tonight, praise God, amen, don't let it be your last time, amen, just join us, praise God, every night, amen, at 9, praise God, amen, p.m., praise God, where they can be, amen, where, praise God, amen, the broadcast, amen, can be found, praise God, even on Facebook, praise God, live, praise God, amen, hallelujah, amen, and also, amen, just dial in, amen, the number 1-339-209-6891, amen, and that will get you through, praise God, amen, but again, I want to say we thank you for joining us tonight, praise God, amen. We come to be blessed tonight, praise God, amen. And we hope, praise God, amen, that you come tonight with the spirit of expectancy, amen. Believing, amen, regardless of what it looks like, amen. Hallelujah, because we are under an open heaven, amen. We say, amen, sometime at our church, praise God, our assembly, amen. You at Holy Ghost headquarters. Amen. So we come to say tonight, you at the Holy Ghost headquarters where anything could happen. Blind eyes become open. Deaf ears become open. The lame walk. Praise God. Amen. Those that were sick don't feel good. Amen. Hallelujah. They were healed. Amen. Hallelujah. Doesn't matter what the condition is, the disease is, or either the infirmity. Praise God. Amen. You will not leave this place the same way you came. Amen. We've been churching all day. Praise God. So we're excited. Amen. About what Jesus has done. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Today we burned mortgage. Amen. On our church. Praise God. And we praise God. Amen. Amen. God is so good. Amen. So we know tonight. Praise God. Amen. Whatever. Glory to God. Amen. Whatever you're going through. Amen. Just give it to Jesus. Amen. And to, again, to all of our listeners, leaders, praise God. Amen. All over the land, the foreign lands, praise God. Amen. We want you to know, praise God, we appreciate you, praise God, tonight for being with us. Hallelujah. Amen. Want you to know there is nothing too hard for the Lord. Praise God. Amen. So we thank God tonight for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Ask you to get in your favorite chair. Hallelujah. Get you something to drink. Just relax. Praise God in Jesus. Hallelujah. If we yet go further, amen, into the service, amen, realizing, praise God, amen, the fasting and praying, praise God, amen. Hallelujah, amen. We say, praise God, if you don't fast, you can't last. Amen. If you don't pray, you can't stay. Hallelujah, amen. Prayer changes things. Hallelujah, amen. So we praise the Lord tonight for you being with us tonight, praise God, amen. And we're going to get ready, praise God, amen, to ask, hallelujah, amen, if Miss, amen, Sister Mary, praise God, amen, Hollins, amen, if she is not on tonight, praise God, amen, if Missionary Fan on tonight, praise God, amen, to take us in prayer.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist. Sister Mary is not on the line tonight, so I'm going to do the scripture, and if you want Missionary Fan to do the prayer, okay. Then the scripture is coming from Psalms 103, and it reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy soul from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, far he has removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his child, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him." Amen. God bless you tonight, people of God. I've read for you Psalms 103 from the 1st to the 13th verse. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, but most of all, the doers of his precious word. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Bradley. Amen, amen, for the word on tonight. Amen, and we're going to ask, praise God, amen, if Missionary Fan, amen, glory to God, would take us tonight to the throne of grace. God bless you, woman of God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The song says, to the utmost,
yes,
Jesus saves. To the utmost, Jesus saves. He will pick you up,
yes,
and he'll turn you around. Hallelujah. Jesus says, to the utmost, Jesus says, to the utmost, Jesus says, he will pick you up, and he'll turn you around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus says, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you today, Lord God, giving your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thanking and praise you right now, Lord God, for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love and kindness that you have towards us. We come before you tonight, Lord God, just to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us this day, Lord God, and have mercy upon our soul tonight. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to forgive us, Lord God, for our sins, Lord God. Forgive us for transgression, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for any and everything that we may have done today that wasn't pleasing in your sight. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, let it be acceptable unto your sight tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us tonight, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, just to say thank you, Lord God, for your goodness. Thank you right now, Lord God, for your mercy. Thank you right now, Lord God, for your loving kindness towards us. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move, Lord God, once again on this land, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come asking you to have your way tonight, Lord God. Let your will be done tonight, Lord God, your perfect will, Lord God. Let it be done tonight in this service, Lord God, that we render unto you, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look down upon each and every one on the line tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Every home, Lord God, that represent on the line tonight, Lord God, we asking you to move, Lord God, mightily, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We asking you to supply every need, Lord God, according to your riches and glory, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to heal, deliver, set free, in the name of Jesus. Save, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, amen. Hallelujah for the prayer missionary fan. Praising God, amen. We know prayer changes things, amen. And prayer is the key. Glory to God, amen. We just can't make it without prayer, amen. Glory to God, amen. It's food to us, amen. Strength to us, praise God, amen. So we thank the Lord, amen, tonight for all that he has done and bringing us up to the point, praise God, amen, to where, praise God, amen, it's word time, amen. Glory to God, and we cannot get enough of the word. Amen. The word, praise God. Amen. That's all we have. Amen. We sing the song that everything is going down, but the word of God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we do. We praise God tonight. Amen. For letting us see a day that we have never seen before. Praise God. We thank God for things being as well. Amen. As it is, praise God, in our life. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't you know you got so much to praise God for? Even though trouble may be on the left, right, in front, back. Amen. But oh, the wondrous, hallelujah, of the Lord. Amen. The wondrous. Amen. Amen. Everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I always say to myself, I never let a situation, amen, outweigh my praise. Amen. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Amen. Glory to God. Tears may fall from my face. Amen. But I left, never let nothing deter my praise. Amen. For the Lord. Amen. Amen. I think Evangelist read the scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Something about I would bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. At all times. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight. Amen. For another day's journey, and I'm so glad, so glad, praise God, amen, to know, amen, that we are in a new month, hallelujah, March, amen, glory to God, amen, in the middle, amen, hallelujah, on March the 19th, amen, about ready, praise God, amen, to, amen, about at the end, but we praise God for his grace and his mercy, amen. So we say to you tonight, amen, glory to God, amen. hallelujah, believe the Lord tonight, amen. Let's just let go and let God have his way tonight, praise God, amen. It's going to happen, amen. Doesn't matter what it looks like, amen, amen. What God has for you, it is for you, amen. Again, we thank God for Thaddeus Bradley tonight, praise God, amen, for her endeavors, amen. And that woman of God, just keep on keeping on, praise God, amen, amen. We're going to get ready, praise God, amen, to introduce our speaker for tonight, praise God, who we enjoy, praise God, amen. We enjoy the woman of God speaking and praying, amen, and she just let go, and she just let the Lord have his way, amen. So we praise the Lord tonight, amen. Glory to God for our speaker tonight, amen, is none other than Evangelist Sharon, amen, Dunn Kobe, praise God, Combe tonight, amen. Let me say that right, Evangelist Sharon Ducombe, amen. Glory to God, amen. She is no stranger to us, praise God, amen. She's coming in her own way tonight, amen. Let's pray for her as she comes, praise God, amen. And let's lend our ear tonight, praise God, amen. And just enjoy the Lord, amen. So we ask, praise God, of Evangelist Sharon, amen, Ducombe, amen. Take the, amen. You can take the platform tonight. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Bless the name of Jesus. It's a good thing to be back in your presence once again. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. We know that this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We thank God for protocol has already been established. We thank God for this woman of God here and Evangelist Bradley and all of you that are from far and near that have come together, not to hear me, but let's hear what the Spirit of God is saying in this hour. Bless his name. Father, we give you thanks and praise on this night for allowing us to come together one more time. Hallelujah, God, not only to fellowship and to praise you, but God, to hear what the mind of God is, to hear what the voice of God is saying to us in this last hour.
Mm-hmm.
We do take the time out to say thank you, oh God, for being in the midst of us all last week through the prayer, the 40 days of fasting and prayer. And now we've come to the end of this, and now we're back on schedule. We want you to be in the midst of us tonight, find the will of the enemy, and bring every work of darkness to naught. Give free access for your word to go forth. Anoint, hallelujah, this atmosphere tonight. Anoint, God, my voice. Let me decree so that you will increase. Anoint this platform tonight, oh God. Anoint the ears of the hearers. Hallelujah, Jesus, and anything that is not like you, that has come to disrupt and interfere, God, with what you're saying tonight, in the name of Jesus, we bind it right now, we pull it down, and we render it powerless, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, and I say thank you. Now, people of God, I come to you tonight, and this is, as I was praying one night, God dropped the word in my spirit, concerning the ark of safety. But as I began to go into the word and began to study it, and then it took me into the standard of God, the standard of his house. So it took a turn, it took a shift, it took a turn, took me into what is happening into the house of God, what is happening in the lives of his people, where we are now, what is going on, and that we need to open our eyes. Because even in the camp meeting that we had, our apostles talked about the voice of God in the earth. And so we know that the voice of God is in the earth, but who is listening to the voice of God is something that we need to open our eyes and our eyes and our ears to know if we are really listening to the voice of the Lord. And the chapter that I'm taking it from, and this was like 1:20 a.m. in the morning. I didn't write the date down, but I had it for a couple of months now. And so the Lord took me to this. And the chapter comes from Genesis chapter 6, 1 to 8, verses 11 to 22. And it came to pass when men began to multiply upon the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they will fear. They took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with men, for that he is also flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil. Hallelujah. Only evil continually. Glory be to God. And so as we look into this and we look at the church and we see the standard of God that has been disrupted, and the standard of God has been changed, and God is saying it's time to get into the ark of safe holiness and righteousness back in place, because the standard in his house has been compromised. And so when we look at this particular chapter and God is telling us what is happening, it has not just started. It has been going on for thousands of years. God said he saw the hallelujah tonight, that the wickedness of men was great in the earth. Hallelujah. And if we look at the signs and the times that we're in, you can see everything is just totally bad news or murder or bloodshed or something that you don't want to hear. And I got to the point where I stopped looking at the news and stopped trying to read and keep up with it, because there is nothing good that is coming up in the news. But these are the times and the days that we're living in. And the Bible says, and that every imagination, glory be to God on tonight, hallelujah, glory to God, of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. Don't we see that the hearts of men have become so evil? The imagination is always negative. It's always about a war. It's always about bloodshed and violence. We are living in that time. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. That's verse 6. And so God is saying he was sorry. He was sorry that he made man. And for God to say that he was sorry that he made man, that's a serious thing to think about. And if God was sorry that he made man back then, how do you think God feels right now? And looking at all of the evil, looking at all of the things that are happening, don't we think God is sorry? And this does not go just for people out there in the world. You have people like this in the house of God. You have wickedness in the house of God. You have divisions and all kinds of sin that is happening in the house of God. And I can imagine God looking down and say, I'm sorry. When we thank God for Jesus Christ, he sent. Hallelujah, Jesus. The blood of Jesus paid a price for our forgiveness. The blood of Jesus made a difference. And we thank God for the blood of Jesus, and we declare the blood of Jesus over this platform tonight and over this word tonight. And the Bible says it grieved him at his heart. We have to realize that God hurts. He feels pain. He has not been touched by the feelings of our infirmity. Everything that we go through, he feels it. So it grieved him. I don't know if you ever been to the place where you're being so grieved that you are hurt because somebody really hurt you so bad. It hurts your heart. Glory be to God. And verse 7 said, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have of the earth, both men and beasts and creeping things and the fowls of the air, for it repented me. He's repeating it again, that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Bless his name. And so we're living in a time where we need the grace of God like never before. We need God's grace as we've never needed it before, because the Bible said, as it was in the days of Noah in the book of Matthew chapter 24, so shall it be in the coming, or before the coming of the Son of Man, before Jesus comes. He said, you're going to see a repeat of these things. You're going to see these things happening, but he said it's going to get worse. Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 to 8, 11 to 13. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, they took wives. And so God is saying the wickedness is so great know, I believe most of us know the story about the giants who came and took wives that were in the earth, and they had babies with these things. And so what happened is these were wicked demonic forces that fell with Lucifer that took on a form that came to took wives. And if you look at verse 11, it said the earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted its way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence, hallelujah, through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. And so God is looking at the earth now, and if we be honest with ourselves, violence has escalated to such a dimension that we can't, we lost count of who is being killed, count of who is being the bloodshed. Hallelujah. And so God is saying, end of all flesh is now coming up before me in this last hour. It's time to get into the ark of safety. It's time. You can't play with your soul anymore. You can't put on salvation anymore. You can't take it lightly anymore. And he's saying tonight, those of you who think that you are in the ark of safety, but you're not sure, he said, you've got to make it right. You've got to come in. You can't take for granted that you might live and be able to repent later on. That is not promised to you. And so he gave Noah a description of how to make the ark and everything. I mean, I'm not going to go into that, but I just want to point out the scripture that God is saying now it's time to open our eyes. And as our eyes begin to open and the coming of the Lord Jesus draw it nearer, we realize that there is sugarcoating, hallelujah, and compromising, glory to God, of the gospel of Jesus Christ, glory to God. We understand tonight that there is so much, my God, compromising, hallelujah, Jesus, and so much watering down of the gospel, that true holiness and the standard of true holiness and righteousness is now out of the church. There are so many leaders that are allowing a lot of things happen that is not godly. And God is saying that it's time to clean it up. Hallelujah. It's time to get it right. It's time to get in the ark of safety. And when they were in the ark of safety, God locked them in, so they had no choice to obey God. They had no choice but to be still. They had no choice but to wait. Hallelujah. And God is saying, it's time to get in me. Get in me. Let me control you. They were controlled by God. It's like their freedom was taken away. They were not able to do what they wanted to do. Ask how they felt. They acting wherever they wanted to wear, because God gave them instructions. And in that ark is a place of stability that you had to do what God had asked you to do. Bless his name. And so God is saying this chapter is dealing with the wickedness and the judgment of God that is about to come upon the face of the earth and mankind for disobedience to him and his word. As I was praying on this morning, the Spirit of God, the Lord spoke to me about the ark. He said, it's time. It is time, people of God, not just for those out there, but those who are in there and feel like they're safe, to get it together. From the pulpit to the pew unto the door. He said, as it was in the days of Noah. And like I said before, it's going to get worse. That we are in the days of labor and sorrow. Hallelujah. He said, many people believe and think they are in, but they are not. He said, the corruption and sin in the land has come up into his nose. Hallelujah. And he gave no instructions. And so God is saying, the same way I give no instructions, I'm giving you my instructions for my house. I'm giving you my instructions for what I want you to do, how I want you to live, the way I want you to dress, how I want you to act. The point is, or the thing I should ask tonight, are we obeying what God has given us? Are we in the ark of safety? Hallelujah, God, you're stationized. You cannot move around freely. You're locked in. It could have been very dark in there because I'm telling you, unless they had candles or some type of torch back then to light, it was pink in there. There was a stench because of the animal, but they had to endure that. They have to put up with all of that. And so God said, when you in the ark of safety, inside holiness, and it might not feel comfortable. You might not agree with it. It might feel like you're suffocating because you have to give up so much and you have to turn from so much things because God has rules and restrictions that we need to go by. Even when the animal was coming in, he gave them specific instructions. The unclean animals came in by seven. The clean animals came in by seven and the unclean came in by two. And so they have to follow God's instruction. And God is saying, it is time to follow my instruction. Noah warned them for over 100 years to get ready and be prepared, hallelujah, tonight for the flood. But they refused to believe. Most likely they laughed at him and they scorned Noah and maybe called Noah a crazy old man. They have never experienced rain before, and to see Noah building a big boat where there is probably no water nowhere by, he must have looked like the biggest fool they have ever seen. How many of you know tonight when God instructs you to tell you to do something, you're going to look it in the eyes of people. You're going to look like a fool in the eyes of people. They're going to say, you think you're too spiritual. It don't take all of that. I can imagine them talking to Noah and telling Noah, you got to be sick. You're building this big old boat. There is no water. We have never seen rain before. And people are just like that with the kingdom of God. When you preach it, you're talking about Jesus is coming soon. I don't see no signs. I don't see nothing really changing. Yeah, we might have some crime. Yeah, we might have some murder. Yeah, we may have this and that. But I don't see no sign of his coming. And so they continue in the way that they are going and not really taking heed. And I'm talking about in the house of God also, because many of us, many church people live life of unholiness and unrighteousness as if God is not coming. Bless his name. And so as we look at Noah building this big boat, hallelujah, but there is no water. My God, after years of warning and pleading with these people, still there was no change. Nothing happened. And we can know that is true because only eight people were saved. Eight people out of the whole world were saved. As it was in the beginning, God said it's going to be just like this before I come. You're preaching the gospel. You're warning people to repent. You're going out there evangelizing, and they look at you like you're crazy. And so we're dealing with a lot of forces, so it's harder for people to get saved. But how many know that God has a remnant tonight? God has a chosen priest of the royal generation that is going to come, that is going to hear his voice. His voice is in the earth. His voice, the voice of the prophets and those he has chosen, is in the earth. And the people that is called by his name will hear the voice of the Lord, and they are going to get into the ark of safety. They're going to get and take the instruction that God has given out. Hallelujah. And what we fight against what God is telling us as his body to do. It's not until they saw the water falling from the sky, then they were convinced that what Noah was saying was true. The Bible says it's not going to be water but fire next time. Some people go, it's not going to change until they see the fire of God come down from heaven. Blessed, and they're not going to change until they see the rapture taking place. They're not going to be convinced until they see all hell breaking loose. We look at the things that are happening in the earth as a sign. God is saying, get into the act of safety. But when you get into the act of safety, you can't do what you want to do. You can't act how you feel. You can't go where you want to go. You can't dress the way you feel. You got to listen to my rules. You got to obey my instructions, because in the act of safety, I am in control. It's about me. It's about my kingdom. And what I say goes, and it's not about what you feel and what I think, but is what I say. Hallelujah. Tonight, there is nothing different. If you look at it tonight, people of God, hallelujah, glory to God tonight, hallelujah, Jesus, there is nothing different between what's happening now and what took place back then. Hallelujah. As we look all around at the signs and the things that are happening, upon the face of the earth, all the messages and warnings of the gospel of repentance, people are not listening. They are not taking heed. This is a time that the hearts of many has waxed cold. Hallelujah. We're in a time where the Bible says evil is going to intensify and the love of many is going to get cold. Don't we see that? Even in the churches, you can have me find agape love. We don't really care about each other. Like Apostle was saying on last night, we be so separated. We come to the church and run back home without greeting each other, without saying hi to each other. The church has come to a place where we are called to want each other, that, and we are supposed to be a family. Like Noah was a family. They were together. They take care of each other in that act. They look out for each other in the act. The church is an act of safety. And God said we need to be like Noah and his family. Look out for each other. Be together. Come together. Make a difference in society. Make a difference in the nation. Let them see that we are one accord. Let them see the love of God inside of us. That sees that you will win them with love. Ain't nothing that's going to cause people to come to God but the love that we show toward each other and them. Love and kindness, glory to God, will draw people to Jesus Christ. Nothing else is going to work. And you can tell them that Jesus is coming soon. You can preach to them about repentance. But except they see that real agape love, they are not interested in what we're saying because the church to them seems to be one of the coldest places for people to come. We want them to come, but how they get treated after they greet is a thing. I've talked to many people. I've traveled for 15 years to every island in the Bahamas, in the United States, Turks Island, Jamaica. I've traveled and preached on the streets, revival in the churches. Glory be to God. I've talked to young men. I've talked to young women, and they would tell me, we look at the church. We see pastors getting rich. We see people hurting. Why should we come to church? And they lose interest. And God is saying, in this ark of safety, there has to be a transformation in the mind. The world in which we live in today has drastically changed. We're living in a world that God created and placed us upon this earth. Hallelujah, Jesus. For this is a time God is telling us to get out, get up, and get in. Get out of the nations. He's telling us in the body of Christ, get out of the habits of the nation. Get out of the lifestyles of the nations around us. Get out of the dress code of the nations around us. Get out. My God, God is calling us to holiness and righteousness. People are going out of their minds. And so God is depending on us to go out there, and was preached to us last night. It's time to get from behind the four walls and stop being so comfortable in the pews and in the pulpit. Hallelujah, Jesus, because society and the nations is waiting. Hallelujah, they hear the voice of God. We're living in a time, people of God tonight, where people want absolutely nothing to do with God. Can't we see Satan has been spreading himself. Look at what happened in the other day with them parading Satan all through the country. And what happened? God, the next day there was a flood came and destroyed the place because God is tired. We're living in a time where people want absolutely nothing to do with God, but we have to show them the love of God. When all hell breaks loose, they blame God. These people don't want nothing to do with God, but when things start to happen, the first thing they do is blame God and try to turn to him at the last minute. But some people won't have the chance. Some people, God gives them a level of grace to change. But some people, so many people have died in their sin. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 5 that hell has enlarged itself without measure, and many are descending into it with all their pomp and their pride. Pride will stop people from getting into the ark of safety. I pulled up something with Billy Graham's daughter that was on an interview on the early show. Her name is Jean, and she was talking to Jean Clayson, which asked God let something like this happen. And she was talking about Hurricane Katrina. So she asked Billy Graham's daughter, how could God let it cause so much damage and destruction? She asked her, how could God let something like this happen? And this is what she said. She said, Anne Graham gave an extremely profound and insightful response. She said, I believe God is deeply saddened by this, just as we are. But for years, we've been telling God to get out of our schools, to get out of our government, get out of our lives. And being the gentleman he is, I believe he has calmly backed out. When you don't want nothing to do with God, he will leave you alone to your own fate. How can we expect God to give us his blessing, this is what she's saying, and his protection if we demand that he should leave us alone? In the light of recent events, we see terrorist attacks, schools when Madeleine Murray, who was murdered by her, who was murdered and her body found just a few years ago, this woman complained she didn't want any prayer in the school. We said, okay, so the government and everyone agreed to this woman telling telling the nation that she don't want any prayer in the school. Then someone said, you better not read the Bible in school. And what does the Bible say? Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, love your neighbor as yourself. And we said, okay, so all of what God said to the schools and to the nation, they knocked it down and they agreed to it. Then Dr. Benjamin Spock said we shouldn't spank our children when they misbehave because their little personalities would be damaged and we might damage their self-esteem. What happened to him? His son committed suicide. We said an expert should know what he's talking about, and we said, okay. So they trusted these two people that was out there, famous, what they said. They accept what they said. Now we're asking ourselves, why are our children behaving the way they are behaving? They have no conscience. They do not care. Why? They don't know right from wrong. Why doesn't bother them to kill strangers, their classmates, kill their mothers and their fathers and even their friends, turn around and commit suicide? We're talking about children tonight. Probably if we think about it long enough and hard enough, we can figure it out. I think it has a great deal to do with the scripture that God says, whatsoever a man sow, that reaps. Whatsoever a man sow, that shall he also reap. It is funny how simple it is for people to trash God. They trash God and then wonder why the world's going to hell. Funny how people believe that the newspapers say, this is what she's saying. She says, funny how we believe what the newspapers say, but question what the Bible says. How funny is that in this hour? It's so weird that people quick to believe any other book except the Word of God. They send jokes through email. And it spreads like wildfire. You go on Facebook. You go on all these kind of dirty jokes, all kind of nasty things, nude pictures, and it spreads like wildfire. But you send a message concerning God. People think twice about sharing it. People think twice about even looking at it. But they share a lot of ungodly things. They look at funny, crude, vulgar, and obscene articles, and they pass it freely through cyberspace. The public discussions of God is suppressed in the school and the workplace. They want you to shut up in the workplace. Don't say nothing about Jesus. Don't pray. But they can have their lewd, vulgar talk in the workplace, on the street, wherever you go. But shut up when it comes to Jesus. Don't we see it is time to get into the ark of safety? We don't see what is going on. And so the church has come to the place where it is so compromised, and you have a lot of these people that act like this in the church. There's no more discipline for the children. They can do anything, but we have strayed so far away from the Word of God. But God is calling us back. God is calling the church back on earth. Hallelujah. God is calling the church back to holiness and righteousness. She said, are you laughing yet? She asked him a question. She said, it's funny how you forward this message about these things, but you just won't say nothing and be afraid. And the thing about it, what I realized, I'm not on Facebook or any of those apps. I came off. But they will try to block you and stop you if you try to say anything that is offensive when it comes to God and the Bible. That's the kind of time that we're living in. And God is looking for a voice that will stand up no matter what we have to face. God is looking for a voice that will declare truth no matter what it causes people of God tonight. We look at how the children of this last generation are so disrespectful, so disobedient to parents and people in general, and that is because they have decided to put away the word of God and the laws of God out of the nation, out of the homes, out of their lives, out of the schools, out of the neighborhood. And now all hell is breaking loose to the point where they could you imagine a 3-year-old holding a gun and killing a 4-year-old? Like, these are popping up in the news. And God is saying it's time for a turnaround. It's time to come back. It's time to cry aloud and spare not. We are in the days of labor and sorrow, people of God. We are in the time of the end. The signs of the time are everywhere. This is a time for us to draw closer to God, to love one another like we never did before, to work closer together to build the kingdom of God like we've never did it before. This is a time for outreach and evangelism. Hallelujah, to save this generation. The Bible says, glory be to God on tonight, that Satan is like a roaring lion, glory to God, walking up and down in this earth, seeking souls to devour. Glory to God on tonight. This is a time of the greatest outpouring of the Spirit of God upon all flesh, because there is a remnant that God is drawing out for his glory. God is depending on us as never before. Glory to God, to go and do the work, my God, that he's called us to do. Whatever your ministry is, God is saying tonight, make full proof of your ministry. If you call to pray, if you call to intercede, if you call to evangelize, if you call as a pastor, apostle, whatever it is, God is saying make full proof of your ministry, because the time is late. He said to go and bring forth the remnant. It's time, glory be to God, on tonight. This is the time to get up off the seat of do nothing, get out of complacency, stagnation, relaxation, from this negativity. The time is short. God is telling us that this is now the day of salvation, in this last hour. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that there is coming a great falling away. Glory be to God tonight, not from God, but from the standard of holiness, from the standard of righteousness. Hallelujah. In many of the churches in this last hour, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 1-3 says, and now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the gathering to gather unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind. He said, don't let your mind get all boggled up. Don't let your mind get confused. Don't be shaken. Don't be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except, hallelujah, tonight, there comes a falling away first, that the man of sin be revealed, which is the son of perdition. And so God is telling us that there is going to be a falling away, that there is going to be some who we thought were with us, but they have left the church. They have left, my God, the organization. They have left God. They have backslidden. And the Bible says they went out from us because they were never a part of us. Because if they were meant to be a part of us, then they would stay. But it's a falling away that is happening, hallelujah, that is taking place. And we got to get into the act of safety, hallelujah, like never before. As we look around us tonight, people of God, hallelujah, God, in the times that we're living in and what is happening, especially in the churches and against the church, we know that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is nearer than we first believed. God is telling us not to be shaken in our minds. Stop being troubled by what we see. And that's what our apostle said. He said, stop worrying about what we see. Stop hurting our heads about what we see. These things must take place. Paul is saying, from us. Sending this, don't worry about it. Just live. God is going to bless the saints. That's what we were told. God is getting ready to open doors for the saints. But there are many that are out of the ark of safety that is in the church. And God is saying, and speaking to us, it's time to turn. It's time to turn. Bless his name. We can look and see that the standard of God and what he has set for his house is compromised in such a dynamic way that they allow anything to take place and anyone to take part in services. There is no more restrictions or guidelines, no more lords to govern the house of God. God's house and word has been diminished in such a way, glory be to God tonight, that they have Beyonce song for praise dance. Glory be to God tonight. They have young teenage girls, my God, have naked on what they call the pulpit, shaking up themselves in such a vulgar way, blesses him, in such a nasty way as if it was a club or a modeling agency or some type of party. These things, oh my God, these things are happening. And so we've got to open our eyes to know, hallelujah, God, that the house of God, hallelujah, where we worship, there's so much going on. It is so detestable to watch. If you do not know the requirements that God is looking for, you will be caught up and be deceived just like thousands in that building and millions around the world who was watching it, who believed that it was God. Let me tell you something. We're in a time, glory be to God, hallelujah, God, everything that we see ain't God, because we have wolves that come in with sheep's clothing. The one thing I come to realize is that there is no fear of God in the church, no fear in the government, no fear in the nations, no respect for holiness, no respect for God, hallelujah, God, and for who he is. He is a sovereign, holy, righteous, and everlasting Savior. He is a loving, kind, hallelujah, eternal and sovereign Lord, hallelujah, Jesus. They forget that God also, even though he's a loving God, God also is a God of wrath and judgment, that hates sin and hate iniquity, who is able to kill both soul and body and cast all into eternal lake of fire. Glory be to God tonight. They take advantage of the grace of God. So many say, oh, we're living by grace, and so we can do what we want to do and how we want to do it. Hallelujah, because God's grace covers my sin. Bless the name of Jesus Christ tonight. They feel like God is not going to do anything. They preach the messages of grace and mercy to make people believe that they don't have to change. Hallelujah, God, they feel like they can do anything in the house of God, live any type of lifestyle just the way they feel and get away with it. Hallelujah, Jesus, in this hour, there is no conviction in the lives of many who call themselves the children of the Most High God. Many of them, my God, the Bible says their conscience have been seared with a hot iron. They don't preach messages that bring conviction, my God, to change the lives of people. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible said, godly sorrow worketh and causes us to turn to repentance. Hallelujah, Jesus. You don't hear messages no more that makes people convicted and cause them to cry out in the presence of the Lord, realizing that I need to change. Everything is about blessings and prosperity. And God said, it's time to go back to the old landmark. It's time, my God, to get into the ark of safety. It's time to turn. My God, turn to him. They seem, my God, they seem to forget that there is a day, my God, that is coming, that we all will stand before the judgment of God to give an account for every deed we have done in our bodies, in our lives, whether it be good or whether it be evil. God said we're going to stand before him. We're in a time, people of God, tonight, where the standard of God in his house has been dropped in such a dynamic way that people use scriptures to pacify their wicked, evil, ungodly lifestyles. The Bible said there is a way that seems right unto the man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. And you can find that, my God, tonight in Proverbs chapter 14, 11 to 12. And it says, the house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And so many and nothing is going to happen. But God is saying tonight, your way may seem right, but the end thereof is what you got to be careful about. How are you going to end up is the question. God is calling for complete holiness, no compromise. It is either holiness or it is hell. It ain't no in-between. It ain't no purgatory. It is heaven or hell. It is holiness or hell. This is a time when God is blessing his people. He knows those who are his. He's exposing the wolves in sheep's clothing, those who parade themselves as angels of light. God is looking at our hearts. He's examining the heart of every single individual upon the face of the earth. Some people believe that they know it all and no one can teach them or tell them anything. Bless the name of Jesus. Proverbs chapter 21, 1 to 2 says, the king's heart is in his hand, is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. I don't care how powerful you are. I don't care if you're Queen Elizabeth. I don't care which president you are. God is saying your heart is in my hand. I control your heart. He says, I can turn it if I desire. I can turn it to do my will. But he turns around and says, give you a choice. Verse 2 said, every way of man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth the heart. And so you may think you're going right. To us, you may be doing the right thing. But God said, I'm looking at your heart. You act in one way, but your heart is saying something completely different. The Bible said, out of the heart, the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So there's something about the heart, God is saying, that needs to line up, hallelujah, and get it right, because I'm looking at what you're dealing with on the inside. I'm looking at your mind. The standard, glory be to God, in God's house has dropped and been compromised so much that it's hard to extinguish the difference between godly and ungodly, saved and unsaved, holiness and unholiness, righteousness and unrighteousness. God has not changed. He will not change. He cannot change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so people might change to fit God into their program or try to fit him in. They might change to try to get people, hallelujah, in the house of God. And so many people, many leaders are lowering the standard that God has given them to govern his house because of people. Hebrews 13:8-9 says, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Be not carried about with diverse and strange doctrine, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meat, which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Meat represents something tangible, something you can eat. Hallelujah. So God is saying tonight, many have been carried away with strange doctrines. People of God, we got to understand that we're living in a time, there are a lot of strange doctrines, sugarcoating doctrines, diluting the word doctrines, doctrines of demons and devils that have crept in the body of Christ unaware and unexpectedly. Glory be to God tonight, because so many leaders and people of God lack discernment to know what God says and what my God and what to do and what not to do. Hallelujah, God, tonight. And so many, because they have been deceived, have strayed away from true holiness and true righteousness. They're falling away from his standard and are now leading many astray. They have been deceived and bewitched by demonic forces, glory be to God, tonight, that have been released from the marine kingdom, that has been released from the pit of hell. When we see the earthquakes, we see, my God, the volcano eruption, we see sinkholes. We see, my God, tonight, tornadoes, these things, my God, even the tsunamis, these things are bringing up demonic forces upon the face of the earth. When you see men begin to act the way they're acting, it's not the person. They have opened up themselves to demonic forces who are now in high operation and is thirsty for blood. Glory be to God in this last hour. We need to remember that God is bound by his word to watch over his word to perform it. From Genesis to Revelation, his word remains the same. He will never adjust his word to suit anyone's lifestyle, ways, or habits. It does not matter how we feel, what we think, or what we believe. He means what he says, and he says what he means. His word cannot be adjusted or altered to suit us. He does not break or bend his rule or words to please no human being upon the face of this earth. Hallelujah. Tonight, if we look at the natural system of this world, they have rules, they have regulations, the government that governs and guides the nation, organizations, they have boundaries set that you cannot cross or else there will be consequences that you have to deal with. Hallelujah, Jesus tonight. So why is it that we think or people think that God has no boundaries or no landmass that he has set in place for his body, for his church, for his bride, for his people? Why is it that people believe that God is such a loving, compassionate, kind, and forgiving God that he will not do anything when anyone decides, my God, tonight, to disobey his rules and his words, to suit their own selfish desires? We look at the police force, defense force, Marine Corps, DUI, nurses, doctors, judges, lawyers. In some countries, you have schools that have set in place uniforms for kids to wear. And that's in my country. Bless his name. We wear a uniform. So you identify who these people is. You know them and you see them. You can identify them. What's the matter with the body of Christ? Why is it it's a problem when God said we can't wear certain things or we can't do certain things because they are suspended, hallelujah, and we fight against it. Not, we don't fight against the people, but some people don't realize that you're fighting against God and his word. Unless you know which schools they are a part of with uniforms. And to come to school without a uniform, then they will be reprimanded or certain precautions. Same thing with those who wear uniforms on their job. How can you have a uniform and you show up in your own clothes? You show up and wear what you want to wear. You think they will let you in like that? You think you will be acceptable? No, you won't. You got to go to their guidelines and their rules. And so God is saying, in the ark of safety in my house, there are instructions and rules that I have set in place. But a lot of leaders have compromised and sugarcoated, hallelujah, what I have set in place. Places that have rules set in place to let us know that there's only certain things he has put in place to let us know that there are only certain things that you are allowed to do when you come and show up on my job. And if not obeyed, then they will just have to go back home and change or don't come to work. And so what happens, the uniform distinguishes them and their position in the workplace. And that's how it is in the body of Christ. When God asks us to wear certain things or act a certain way, it is to distinguish us, to mark us out, because we are different. And he says, time for the standard to come back. And God said, we will be held accountable as to why we disobey the rules he has given for his house. We are going to give an account in our court system. Back home where I came from, when we go to the court, there are certain ways you have to dress, else you're not coming in the courtroom. Over here, they go any type of way. But we have rules in our home that you can come in the court system the way you feel like dressing. They will make you change, or you will not be allowed in the courtroom. There are rules about how you use your phone in the courtroom. All of the above names have uniforms. These people, they have, my God, police officers in place in the courtroom to make sure you obey those rules to the fullest, or else you will be escorted outside. They have the government regulation that was given them to the court system that they have to go by. So God have a government. His government is set in place, and he said, I put leaders in place to govern my court system, to govern my house, and many are failing God. Let's look at this pandemic. Look at all the rules they set in place to protect and keep the people safe. You could not show up in no place without your mask, without sanitizing your hands, and we're still doing it today. We without a temperature check. This was mandatory, a law laid down by man. Glory be to God tonight. They were demanding that you need a vaccination or have a certificate to prove that you're COVID-free, to know that you're qualified to enter an establishment, to ride in a bus, to ride a plane, to go into any place you desire. You had to prove that you, my God, were qualified. Why is it that the house of God is different? Why is it we feel like there should be no rules? If the rules were not carried out, then we will not be able to live the way we desire. There was a lot of restrictions that was put in place by the government. When we compare the world system to God's system, what do we see? Compromise, sugarcoating, lack of honor and respect for the rules and commandments of God. Lack of respect and honor for the word of God and for God himself. Absolutely no fear and reverence for who God is. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus tonight, even by some of these so-called church people. The Bible tells us to fear God and not man, who is not able to do anything to us, but fear God, who is able to kill both soul and body and throw all into hell. That is Matthew chapter 10 and 28. As we look at what is happening in the nations and the world today, everything and every place seems to have a standard except the house of God. They quote the scriptures that say, God said, come, they render your heart and not your garment. That is incorrect. That is not what the word of God say. We are talking about the standard of God tonight and how his word is being twisted and compromised, teaching for doctrines the commandment of men. They are teaching their own laws, twisting the word of God to please themselves. Here we see in Joel chapter 2, hallelujah, 1, 2, 3, and 9 to 17, it says, blow ye the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. The trumpet back then, or what is called in the Hebrew shofar, was a ram's horn, a long horn that they blow to warn people about the impending danger or the start of the Sabbath or the beginning of the month and the celebration of the various feast days. That's what they use the horn for. God is saying tonight, it's time to start blowing the trumpet. It's time to use our voices and mouth as trumpets. God is looking for a voice in the earth that is going to lift it up, hallelujah, and sound it like a trumpet to let the inhabitants of the land know that it's time, something is getting ready to happen. Something is getting ready to take place. God said, let the inhabitants of the land begin to tremble, hallelujah, for the day of the Lord is at hand. Glory be to God. The day of the Lord also refers to any time God intervenes actively to judge or to bless, but always points to that final day of judgment at the end of the history of this world. This particular phase here is associated with the latter days and that great and awesome day of the Lord. Ever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord had said in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. So we see here that God is saying to Joel, it shall come to pass, which means that it is something that is yet to take place. In Ezekiel chapter 30 and verse 3, it says, for the day is near, even the day of the Lord is near. It will be a day of clouds and the time of the Gentiles. The day of the Lord refers to the time in history when the Lord vindicates himself against all the Gentile nations that have fought against him and his people. Verse 2 said, the day of darkness, bless his name, and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spreads upon the mountain, a great people and a strong people, there had not been ever light, neither shall be any more after it, even the years of many generations. He is saying tonight that there is a day coming that will not be pretty. He's telling us here what we should expect. And if you read that, all the scriptures there, it will be a day when people will be looking for hiding places and they will find none. So God is saying now is the time while we have the chance to turn and get into the ark of safety. safety. In verse 10 and 11, with the description of the cosmic disturbances as we see it happening right now, it shows the divine commander. God is as the leader and the initiator and conductor of judgment that will take place in the earth. God is speaking to us. In verse 3 to 11, God is revealing that it will be more terrible than it was before. Then the locusts cover the land. The description of the locusts vividly pictures in the invasion of a foreign army and the captivity of Israel in this last hour, the punishment of Judah. But what happened to them is a joke, hallelujah, in comparison to the final divine judgment of those who refuse Jesus, who refuse to obey and repent, who refuse to accept and obey his word. God is literally preparing his army. His army that will double, my God, so that they will be executing his word by speaking the word of God in truth and righteousness without compromise. When his word comes forward, he asks the question, who can abide? Who can stand against God? And so God is looking for some bold soldiers in this army that he's preparing that will come forth and say what God says and not what the people desire to hear. In verse 13, where God said, come before him with mourning and rent your heart and not your clothes or your garment. The proper expression of mourning back then was to smear the head with dirt or some ashes. Tear your clothes or your garments and put on a sackcloth, some type of old clothes, and get down in the dirt. He was telling the people he was not interested in their outward expression, but in the broken and contrite heart. And so people use that scripture to say God is saying he wants your heart and not your garment. That has nothing to do with your clothes. God is talking about a broken spirit. He's talking about how he wants you to come before him. And so they're using that scripture to pacify themselves, to dress the way they want to dress, skimpy, naked, however, and come in the house of God. It has nothing to do with that. And so God is saying he is looking for things to get back in place. He is looking. And if you read 1 Samuel chapter 16 and 7, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. And so they would look at that to say, you know what? God is not checking for what I look like. God is not checking if I come naked. But here we see the Lord speaking to Samuel concerning the anointing of David as king. God told Samuel to go to Jesse's house to anoint David, but he was looking at all the other sons and how big and tall and well put together they were. But God kept rejecting all, hallelujah, all of the sons until David came on the scene and was brought before Samuel. Then Samuel saw Eliab, the first son of Jesse, he met, he said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But God spoke to Samuel and told him, do not look at the outward appearance or his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at what we see on the outside, but God looks on the heart. So people would take this particular scripture and they would take this and twist this to say that God don't mind. Oh, yes, he does. You will find people using this theme, I'm telling you, to sugarcoat and to compromise and use it in a general sense for the body of Christ to do what they want to do, how they feel like doing. In 1 Corinthians 7 and 31, God, we're talking about the lifestyle and the dress style. And 1 Corinthians chapter 7:31 says, and they that use this world as not abusing it, for the fashion of this world is passing away. God told us that the fashion of this world is passing away. And so he's telling us what it means, what this fashion means. It means figure, your shape. It literally means external appearance. This is what God is talking about. An example, you can read Luke 29, and it says, it talks about the transfiguration of Christ. He was completely transfigured or transformed. Everything about him was changed. Everything, when he got into the presence of the Lord, glory be to God, everything about him changed. There is no way that you can get into the presence of the Lord, get there, been delivered, and nothing changed. Something has to change. Hallelujah. We need to understand that fashion deals with transformation, which has not happened to a lot of people that call themselves Christians. And so there is no change even in the lives of many of those who are leaders that should be an example. Romans 12, 1 to 2 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, hallelujah, and that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God is. When you look at the word fashion in the dictionary, it talks about what? A popular trend, especially in style of dress and ornaments or manner of behavior. Even the haircut, the latest fashion, hallelujah, tonight. Talk about vogue and trend and rage, mode, fad, fancy, latest style, latest thing, latest taste, general tendency, convention, custom, practice. All of these deals with the word fashion, manner of doing something. The work is done in rather casual fashion. And so these are examples that you can use it. But it talks about styles. And so God is saying, come out from them and be separated, said the Lord. He said, then I will receive you. And then in 2 Corinthians 6, 7 to 18, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separated, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you and be a father unto you, and ye shall be my people, said the Lord. God is speaking to us through his word and through his voice that are in the earth, that he has chosen to speak for him in this last hour. He says to tell the people, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, hallelujah, tonight, weeping and mourning. God is saying it's time to cry out unto him because the day of his coming is at hand. And then he says, rend your heart and not your garment, compromise, stop compromising, glory be to God, and stop sugarcoating. Hallelujah, God, tonight. Hallelujah. So God is speaking and letting us know he's concerned about every area of our lives. Glory be to God. He said it is time for separation and sanctification. Not only the way we carry ourselves, but when it comes to his house, he has guidelines and rules that he has given his leaders to bring the body of Christ into the full measure of the stature of Jesus Christ. Not just churches, but the church on the worldwide scale. Hallelujah, on tonight. And so we got to realize that God is speaking his mind in this last hour. Glory be to God as we look at the body of Christ and the things that are happening. God is expecting the remnant that he is raising up to speak the truth, even in the face of rejection, persecution, hatred, despise, looked down on. I can understand new converts that has become a part of the church and need time to be transformed or changed. They may need time to grow. Some may change faster than others, but someone may get it right away. But you have those that have been in the church for many years that have not changed, not trying to change, and are no example to the young people, to those who are tied. My God, oh God, they're standing in the way. They're standing in the way. God said they're standing in the way. Hallelujah tonight. That are looking for true, but there are people, our people of God, that are looking for the true church. They're looking for the true worshipers, true people of God. And so God is saying it's time to put the standard back. There must be a people that is sold out to God to do what God says and how he says and when he says and the way he desires it to be. Churches and nations and world at large, he's saying it's time for a change. The hour is late. Those who will stand up for righteousness and true holiness, he's calling for the chosen ones, the remnant, the royal priesthood. And if you know the story about Jesus, when they were gambling in the temple, he went in the temple, he overturned the money changers, he overturned the temple, I mean the tables, he overturned everything, and he took a whip and he beat them out. He said, my father's house is a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. They were doing what they wanted to do in the house of God, and Jesus cleaned it up. God is sending people in this hour to clean up his house. This Joshua generation, it's time for them to come away from the ways and the habits and the lifestyles. This generation needs to come out of the custom and the tradition of the world and be transformed by the renewing of their mind. Those that would have a personal relationship with God, God is looking for this generation to know his voice. He's calling you tonight to come up higher, to know him even better. He said, let this mind be in them that was also in Christ Jesus. He said, it's time to adjust our lifestyles, beliefs, and ways to please him. What I'm about to say right now may make some people uncomfortable, or someone may look at it as a judgmental thing, but it's time to speak up for God. We are the only voice in the earth that God has. But over the past few decades, I don't know about you, but my heart has just grieved for the way that I've seen some people enter the church. And the unbecoming things that they do in it as well. Because I'm a woman, I'm going to focus on the women first. I have seen women come into the sanctuary with dresses and skirts that are so short and tight that it appears they can't hardly breathe. If they were to bend over, nothing at all would be left to the imagination of the eyes of the men. Furthermore, some come with few or no undergarments on, and blouses and dresses cut so low, hallelujah tonight, hallelujah, that almost everything is revealed. Some of the makeup is so thick enough to carve, and some of the hairstyles and hair colors are so exotic that they send some of the children, my God, crazy. There have been times that I've seen such provocative dressing in the church. Bless his name. Then that I am lost for words. When I used to visit a lot of churches. I'm talking about many hundreds of churches, and I've seen some things that I had to question myself to know if this was the church of the living God. The pastor loses strength of thought when these women come in with these short things. Men can't even focus. The pastor can't even focus. And they say, well, they should keep their minds on God. What they don't look at, but what they doing coming like that? Usually these women come very late. You see some of them coming late, making a grand entrance. Some of the fingernails length are so long that these women could easily scratch those around them. So a lot of things are going on that people are afraid to touch, or people are afraid to preach about, because people are going to get offended. But it should be told, holiness is a separated lifestyle from the things of the world and from the dress style of the world. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Some of the nail colors and designs are so crazy to the point that they are bending, and all you can do is say, Lord of mercy, don't let some of them go to the funeral. My God, you see, you feel sorry for some of the male morticians or some of the people in the house. So we are talking about people who know better, who should know better, and not trying to do better. There's a very important point to this mess. Too many men enter the sanctuary with sagging pants, or those that are big enough to fit two people. I've seen men sit in churches with hats on and caps turned backwards for the younger men. Some of them wear crazy stuff that makes the little boy point. And so these things are becoming a distraction in the house of God, and it's scared to be touched because we don't want people to get offended. And this is not for no new believers, because you give them a level of grace. I'm talking about several people. I'm talking about people who know better. I'm talking about people who probably never hear it before. But God has a standard. People who come, they are attention getters. They come to cause you to lose focus. They want your attention. Finally, some of the t-shirts they wear are plastered with worldly slogans. And this type of dressing has no place in the house of God. God has a standard. God's house is a place of worship and praise. It's a holy place where his presence should be. He said no flesh should glory in his presence. So many come in showing their flesh, not a place for fashion show, comedy hour of a promiscuity, nor a modeling agency. And I'm closing now. Some will use the excuse, the Bible says, come as you are, like I said before. The exact phrase, come as you are. It is not used in the Bible, like I said. Hallelujah. And so we've got to know that this is a time that God is saying, bring the standard back. It is time to be an example. It is time to take the bull by its horn and teach it and not push it down in people's throats, not make them feel like they don't want to come back, but there's a way to deal with it. It means God is saying that it's time for us older folks, us who know better, who know what it is, to be that an example of holiness, to be that example of righteousness. And so this is something that God is going to bring the body into. Holiness is God's standard and every area part of God's life. And he will not change it for no one. God does not want the sinner to come as he to him. He wants them to come as they are. What he's saying, now I got to deal with your heart. Now I got to change your heart. Now I got to change your mindset. Now I got to show you what my desire is for my house, the way I desire. And so let us take heart tonight, and let us take heed tonight to what God is saying unto us. And we don't want people to be offended. Some will grumble and complain until they get it. Some will don't like to hear it. Some will say, you're touching my flesh and you're judging me. But it's not judgmental. But God is saying that it's time to bring the standard back. It's time to put the landmark back in place. It's time to get his house back in order. It's time to call it what it is, without causing people to be offended. And so tonight, as we've heard the word of the Lord, and we've heard the heart of God, God is speaking. He has voices in the earth that will cry, and he has voices in the earth that are saying, God say. And that's going to bring you the word of God the way God sees it. And so if we are holy, then we will not stir up confusion in the church. Then we deal with stuff like that. Because the world further says, and the word God says in 1 Peter chapter 1, as obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of this world. And so God don't want us to have strife and debate and all of that in the church. But he's saying tonight that the standard of holiness, the standard of righteousness has been removed. And he's looking for somebody to take a stand and bring it back. God has given us a level of grace. And the grace is running out for many of us in the churches. And this is a generation, they're going to come the way they are. They're going to come and we have to accept them the way they are without offending them and chasing them out. We got to bring them in with love. But to us who know what God is saying, he said, I need you to be that example. I need you to show holiness. I need you to take a stand. I need you not to compromise. You don't need to be fitting into them. You don't need to be looking like them. You don't need to be acting like them. You stand out. You be the one so that when they look at you, they can say, I want to be like that woman. I want to be like that man. I want to be like that leader because I see something different in you. I see something not like the world that I want to copy you. Glory be to God. And so, God, I thank you tonight for this word. Thank you tonight for what you've said. I thank you tonight for what you're about to do. I thank you, God, that there is a transformation taking place. Glory be to God in the body of Christ. I thank you, God, that you're drawing the remnant in and you're transforming their minds and transforming their ways and transforming their habits. I thank you tonight, God, that there is a change taking place. You're bringing in the remnant, but you're changing their mindset. You're changing their attitude. You, my God, conforming them into holiness. You're conforming them into the ways of the kingdom. You're forming them to be kingdom-minded. Father, we thank you tonight that this word, God, would burn in our hearts, that we may keep this word in our hearts, to know, God, that you're expecting a change, to know, God, this is a time for a change. This is a time to take a stand. This is a time, God, hallelujah, of holiness and righteousness, because, my God, in the name of Jesus, there is a falling away. Hallelujah. There's a falling away, God, and we declare, God, that you're raising up a people that is going to not compromise, the people that is going to take a stand. And so, God, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah, God, that you'd watch over your word to perform it. Hallelujah, God, that you, God, would cause us to want to obey you, to want to do what you said, that we may make a difference to this just one generation, that we will make a difference to this last generation. In the name of Jesus, Father, tonight, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, you are my strength and you are my redeemer, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. People of God, get into the ark of safety, for God is now.
We're not hearing you, Evangelist. If your microphone is on.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. We praise God tonight. Amen. For the message. Amen. On tonight. Praise God. Amen. To letting us know. Amen. It's the body of Christ. Amen. We need to come back. Praise God. Amen. There is a standard. Amen. Of holiness. Amen. If God is not pleased. Amen. With the way. Amen. The body of Christ is living, doing, going places, as you say. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We have work to do. Amen. Because we are confusing. Amen. Those that want to live right and do right. Amen. But if we are looking like the world, amen, glory to God, we are confusing them. Glory to God. Amen. For the Bible said to come out from among them and be ye separated, said the Lord. Amen. So we thank God tonight. Amen. For the word. Awesome word. Amen. An altar call for us all. Glory to God. Amen. It should let us know, praising God. Amen. That we just got to do right. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We got to change our dress codes. Amen. Glory to God. Because if we're not clean on the inside, amen. Amen. On the outside, amen, we cannot clean up, praise God, the outside, praise God. But we got to be clean up from the inside, amen. And what's working on the inside will come on the outside. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we praise God tonight. Amen. For the woman of God. Amen. To give us the word tonight. What thus says the Lord. Amen. So we're going to ask her to come back. Praise God. If anyone, praise God. Amen. We all come short from the glory of God. Amen. I don't know about you, praise God, but I want to be, amen. I don't want no blemish, no spot, no wrinkle. Amen. Glory to God, because there is a standard. Amen. Amen. And I agree with the, praise God, some of us, amen, it's calling ourselves saints, born again, praise God, amen. We have got too loose, amen. We're not ashamed to show our bodies. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. My mom always taught me, amen, glory to God, my secrets, praise God. And amen. My body, amen, is only meant for my husband. Amen. But glory to God. Amen. We show too much. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Not, amen, even on Facebook. Praise God. How you like that? What you think about that? Amen. I'm a firm believer. Amen. If you bought it, amen, and you liked it, that's all that needs to matter. Amen. Don't try to get the whole world to agree. Amen. How your hair look, how your eyelashes look, what you think about the shoes. Amen. The black, the white, or the red, baby, you wear them. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So we've got to tighten up. Tighten up, amen, amen. When our conscience don't bother us, there's a problem. There is a problem, amen, amen. There is a problem, amen. We was reared up, praise God, amen, to know it was a time, a long, long time, praise God, amen, even going to elementary school, glory to God, amen, that my mom, praise God, amen, and we wore pants, amen, they had to be on our dresses, amen, glory to God, she didn't play that stuff, glory to God, amen, amen, glory to God, amen, certain things we could not wear, amen, in my mom's house, there's certain things now, glory to God, I don't allow in my house, amen, because I was reared up that way, praise God, amen. You may say it's not in the Bible, but it worked for me, glory to God, and even with our children, amen. So there is a standard, there is a standard, glory to God, amen. Men's coming, wearing earrings in their ears, and amen, getting their hair plaited, braided, amen, as my husband say, amen, you can't tell the girls from the guys, amen, because everybody's hair is hanging down, amen, to their hiney, glory to God, amen, amen, guys wearing shirts down to their, amen, we just need to clean up, amen, glory to God, amen, we could go on and on, praise God, hallelujah, amen, but thank God for boldness. Amen. Holy boldness tonight for the woman of God. Amen. Glory to God. I wish it was on. Praise God. Amen. A platform. Praise God. Amen. Where everyone could hear. Glory to God. Amen. The word of God tonight. Amen. But we thank God tonight. Amen. If somebody said, if it hit you, amen, just say, ouch. Amen. And pray. Amen. And try not to be there at that place again. Praise God. Amen. That we have been delivered. Amen, from that place, amen, amen. So we ask to praise God, a woman of God, to come back to, amen, to the platform, praise God, amen. Anyone desire to be saved, sanctified, amen, and filled with the Holy Ghost, amen, glory to God, amen. Have some shortcomings, amen, glory to God, amen. Your conscience, amen, glory to God, the word of God, amen. It hit us all tonight, praise God, it hit you, glory to God, amen, amen. Get prayer. Hallelujah tonight, amen. Nothing wrong with prayer, amen. Sometimes we try to hang, amen, with the world, but we can't be at the world, dude. Glory to God. We got to make a change, amen. Well, we're going to ask her to come back tonight, praise God, amen, and extend to you those that don't feel well in your body. Glory to God, amen. Come back, praise God, amen, and she will pray, amen, for you tonight, amen. Whatever your condition is, whatever your reason is, amen, glory to God, amen, so we ask her to come back tonight, amen, evangelist, amen, the platform is yours, God bless you, woman of God.
Amen, bless the Lord tonight. Tonight we know that God is the healer, we know that he can do anything but fail, and like the woman of God said, the platform is open tonight, you can press star, and she said, if there was anything, it doesn't matter what it is, that you need for us to stand in agreement with you on this night. I believe by faith that it will be done because this is the hour and the time and the season God is moving supernaturally. This is the time that doors and the windows of heaven are open for the lives of God's people. And so if there is an issue tonight that you need me and the team to stand in agreement with you, you can press star 6, and we will surely stand in agreement with you tonight, in Jesus' name.
Amen, woman of God. I'd like to stand in for my husband. He's just getting over the COVID. Amen. And just yet he has not regained his strength. Just need prayer tonight, amen. I just want to stand in his stead, amen.
Amen. What's his name?
His name is Charles.
Charles. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I bring Mr. Charles before you. I want to thank you tonight that even before we come together, you knew that this request would take place.
Yes.
Father God, as I release your spirit tonight for divine intervention and divine healing, release the power of the Holy Ghost right now, God, in the name of Jesus, because there is no power that is of any other force, but all power that be, it comes from you. And so we ask you to release your divine presence release your anointing that destroys every yoke and lifts every burden tonight. We declare that an anointing is over this platform to make the sick well, to set the captive free. And as we stand in agreement tonight, as we've come to remind you of your word, hallelujah, Jesus, you are God all by yourself. You are the rose of Sharon. You are the balm in Gilead. You are the great physician. You are the great I am. I thank you tonight, God, for you told us, God, in your word, if we stand in agreement, believing of anything in this earth, hallelujah, it is done in the heaven. And so I come to stand in agreement, God, with all of those connected tonight. Hallelujah, lifting up Charles before you, Mr. Charles before you in the name of Jesus. Father, you are mighty to save and you are strong to deliver. There is nothing, hallelujah, tonight that is impossible for you. There is nothing tonight that is too hard for you, Lord God. You specialize in things that are impossible. You're a God of miracles, signs, and wonder. We declare tonight, God, as we call Charles Nima, we speak life, God. We speak healing and health and wholeness. It is your desire, God, for us to prosper and be in health, even as his soul prosper. And God, as we're praying tonight, release angels right now to go by his bedside and touch him right now, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet.
Yes.
You gave us the power to speak life. You said, "Help, Shamanda Bahayando, the Hosea." You said, "Kandio Shamanda Bahaya." Death and life is in the power of my tongue. Oh God, tonight I speak life. Hallelujah to you, child, tonight. Rise up, oh man of God. Rise up. He told Lazarus to come forth, who was dead for 4 days. Tonight, God, release your presence and your spirit in that room right now. Hallelujah, God, upon Mr. Child. In the name of Jesus, go to every vein and every artery and every, God, internal organ. Hallelujah. Every fiber, every tissue, my God, in his lungs. Who is God tonight in his bloodstream? Hallelujah, my God, in his sinews. Glory to God in every joint, every muscle. Tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and begin, oh God, to loose. Oh God, to loose the stronghold of the enemy. Oh Satan, the blood of Jesus Christ is against you. Bind you, COVID, the demonic force. We command you to loose you, Satan. Use your hold tonight. I release the fire of God to burn. It calls Shanda Bahaya in the name of Jesus. We thank you now, God. Hallelujah, God. Is there anything too hard for you? Is there anything impossible? If we believe, God, you said nothing is impossible. And God, I believe tonight that anything we ask for and anything we pray for shall not be denied, said the Lord God Almighty. And we come asking in the name of Jesus for his divine health. We declare restoration in this health, restoration. Child, I declare your body is lining up to the word of God that said he was wounded for your transgressions. He was hallelujah, yes, God. He was wounded for your iniquity. The chastisement of your peace, God said, is upon him tonight. And God tell me in his word that with the stripes of Jesus Christ, child, you are healed tonight from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. We serve the devil, notice tonight. Hallelujah. God, they touch not his anointed and do his prophets no harm. I declare you take your filthy, stinking, dirty, demonic hand off the temple of the living God. We thank tonight in the name of Jesus that you're moving in his body right now. You're moving, God, to every machando. Oh, glory to God tonight. He will be better than he was before. In the name of Jesus, you look at the woman of the issue of blood, and you said, your faith made you whole. Tonight, God, we use faith, and he is going to be whole because we touch and agree by faith. Oh, God, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty tonight. We release the blood of Jesus against COVID-19. We release the blood of Jesus against this pandemic. We curse you at the root. We uproot you tonight. We uproot you tonight. You demon from the pit of hell, we send you back in Jesus' name. We dismantle you in Jesus' name. Hey, son of the host, we cancel your assignment tonight. Ooh, oh, yeah, God.
Yes, God.
You came to set the captive. Yeah. Ooh, glory to God. Yeah.
Thank you.
I can rise up and walk.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Rise up tonight, Mr. Charles, in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Ooh, glory to God to set the captive free. And
yes,
I declare that he's free tonight. And whom the Son sets free, you told us that he is free. And you said you are the Lord, thy God, our healer. And so we declare these word of prayer by faith over Mr. Charles. And we thank you, God, that this would be his last week. This would be his, I declare, God, before this week is over, Mr. Charles will have a testimony that God, in Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Glory to God, the blood.
Yes.
The blood.
The blood.
The blood of Jesus over
him,
God. Hallelujah. Your blood will never lose
its power.
Ooh, glory. Yes, God. By your strength, God, you can take us in the glory tonight.
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God, touch his eyes, his nose, his ears, his hands. His...
Yes, God.
And take him whole by the power that is in your blood.
Yes,
as I stand in agreement with this woman of God, in Jesus' name, it is done.
Thank you, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory, Master.
Thank you.
Yeah, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Ooh, glory, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord. Glory, yes, Jesus. And hallelujah. Go by his bedside right now.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
Is there another one beside prayer tonight? You may come on the platform.
Thank you, Jesus.
Press star 6 and come on over. We will stand in agreement with you tonight. I know that God is able. I know he will and he can.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Well, if there is no one else, we turn the platform back over to you, woman of God, tonight.
Amen. Thank you again, amen, Angelus. Amen for your word on tonight, amen. The word of God tonight, praise God, amen. You spoke it with clarity, amen. Glory to God, amen. And we thank God tonight, amen, because we was truly blessed, praise God, by the word of God, amen, on tonight, amen, and we yet, praise God, continue prayer for you, for your strength, praise God, amen, that you keep on keeping on, praise God, stay on the wall, don't come down, hallelujah, even though the road may get rough and tough, amen, but glory to God, and we know the devil don't like speaking like this, amen, he don't like words like that, amen, coming, amen, hallelujah, amen, tell him, praise God, amen, what's wrong, amen. Do right. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't like the truth. Amen. But the truth will stand when nothing else will. Praising God. Amen. So we thank God tonight for the word. Amen. Because truth, amen, it brings light. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The Bible said when you see the light, walk therein. Ah, Yadusa. Amen. So we thank God tonight for the light. Amen. It has shone tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But we thank God, amen, tonight, amen, also for the visionary, praise God, amen, tonight for the PNN, Prayer New Network, amen, the songs that I've been running for Jesus a long time, amen, and she is not tired yet, amen, that is none other than Evangelist Annette Bradley, amen, we thank God for her tonight, praise God, amen, and just in case, praise God, amen, you want to get a copy, amen, of the service on tonight, amen. We have telephone numbers where you can get a copy, Amen. Glory to God. Just in case you was walking back and forth, amen, through the house, amen, didn't get to hear all of it, amen. But, amen, we want you to know, we want you to hear all of it, praise God, amen. Amen. Get your pencil and paper ready, praise God, so you can jot down this number. Amen. Glory to God. The first number is 229-529-0914. Again, 229-529-0914. Amen. Or 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory to God. 912-257-3918. Amen. And for our international, amen, listeners, amen, you may text, amen, with, amen, WhatsApp, praise God, amen, and you can get, amen, the copy, amen, of the service, which the number is 678-608-7234. Amen. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God tonight. Amen. For the service tonight. Praise God. Amen. We had church out. Amen. On the Prayer News Network. Amen. Continue to pray for. Amen. The Prayer News Network. Praise God. A visionary. Praise God. Amen. The advisors. Amen. Everyone. Praise God. Our speaker for tonight. Praise God. Continue to lift her up in your prayers tonight. Praise God. Amen. And we're going to ask her to come back. Praise God, amen, for the last word, amen, and she's going to dismiss us, amen, amen, tonight, amen, but come back on tomorrow night, amen, more good news from the Lord, amen, God bless you, and everyone have a blessed night, amen, amen, evangelist, you have the platform.
Amen, blessings, woman of God, and I will conclude by saying this, that like the woman of God, in every area of the believer's life. And one thing God needs us to remember, that our body is his temple. We belong to him. And the Bible said we have this temple from God. We are not our own. We were bought with a price. So what he's saying, glorify God in your body. Now that God has spoken, God's house must be respected. That's another thing. We take God's house lightly when we come in. Remember the Bible says you enter with fear and trembling, but we wonder in any type of how and any type of way. But the house is and you know, when you enter the sanctuary, God is looking for a kind of reverence and a kind of fear for him. You know, and so you find a lot of places have confusion and chaos, which is unbecoming in the sanctuary, which is a place of, so it should be a place of peace, love, harmony, and hospitality. And it's for spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and it's sick people, physically sick people. And so God is saying now it's time for a change. It's time to speak the truth, because things are getting too far out of hand. And it's time to bring it back into alignment. It's time for somebody to stand up and bring it back into alignment, even if they don't like you, even if they don't want to hear you. That's what God is looking for. And I am one. I really don't care if you don't hear me or don't believe me. Once I've said what God says, it's in his hands. So I hope something that was said tonight, I'd encourage you. And I know I examined myself by the word. And so God, we thank you tonight that this word had not fallen on deaf ear. We thank you tonight that this word has penetrated our souls, our minds, to know what you feel and how you feel, God. What you're feeling, what you're thinking about, God. Help us to realize you heard, that we may turn and we may come into holiness and righteousness once again. Now have your way until we meet again tomorrow. Be with everyone. Cover each home with the blood of Jesus, each nation with the blood of Jesus, until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Have a blessed night.
Amen. Good night. Thank you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.